Luke, it's going to take an impressive crew. A lot of people to do it, and I think we're just the guys to do it. Let's go and pull off a heist, Luke.
Just the grab your laundry bag. Make sure that it's clean.
Get a laundry bag heist. She used the word laundry bag at least 5 times in that. My goodness. Welcome back. Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. This is Luke.
You can follow this great show on Twitter. The station on Twitter at Devil Radio 92.7 on Twitter. And you can like the Facebook page as well as Devil Radio 92.7 on Facebook.
And for heaven's sake, get yourself the Devil Radio app. Stop from just keep yourself on the Devil Radio app the whole time. You're totally fine. Or listen to 92.7 FM or 1580 AM across this great state. And we're also saying hi to our friends at KGOE in northern Wisconsin, Northern California.
Eureka, California?
Yeah, apparently the girls are warm there. They've never heard that. That's the important thing, that we continue to have the puns. I promised you a palate cleanser, guys.
Yeah, let's get to it.
So, I've been reading this wonderful book, The Death and Life of the Great Lakes by Dan Egan, and I'm almost done. I'll give it to you. It's really good. It's sad, but it's really good. And there are several different invasive species throughout the history of the Great Lakes in the last century alone. I don't know if anyone knows about the alewives, that there were so many of them that they were starving and dying, and by the hundreds of millions, and the entire lake was filled for days and washing up bodies of alewives on shore. It's just ridiculous. There was another time when I think it was lampreys that came in and started killing everything and became the apex predator. This is all from, by the way, this is all from the St. Lawrence Seaway, that people were like, we need to go and build a seaway. And finally we built a seaway, and then they built it so that only the boats at that time could fit through, not thinking that, bigger boats. By the way,
boats will never get bigger in the future.
By the way, they were already building bigger boats that year, but they said, we're not going to spend the money on the infrastructure to make it bigger. So that's why you don't have one of the biggest port cities, at least the 4 or 5 biggest port cities in the world here. But that's kind of good, because can you imagine the amount of invasive species or the dead Great Lakes that we have right now if that continued?
Well, it's good to know, too, that it's always infrastructure week. We're always going to be debating
always going to be infrastructure week, guys. Talking about secret meetings and secret recordings, people need to actually record things like, the process of cleaning this stuff up.
Yeah.
Because that's the important part. And, not everybody's going to go and read this wonderful book that I read. But one of the earlier things that was an issue were lampreys, right? And they had to kill lampreys. But they had to figure out how to kill all the lampreys and not kill anything else, right? So
seems like a difficult task to
point is that this guy basically was the only one who, he's in charge of all of it. Good luck with that. So he got with some chemical company and said, give me every compound to kill fish that you know of. And they started sending different versions of it. And these guys would send it up to a lab, I think on the shore somewhere up in the northern part of the, near Green Bay or whatever, right? And these guys in a lab would just experiment with different chemical compound after different chemical compound, and they'd put an alewife in there, and they'd put a muskie in there, or several different fish that are native to the, that they didn't want to kill.
Right.
And they'd drop in the chemical and see which ones died and which ones didn't for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 times until they came up with the right chemical compound. And then they decided to dump it all over Michigan, Lake Michigan and Lake Huron and everything. And they killed a bunch of lampreys, stopping the lamprey infestation. That's one of the solutions that we've had. Now,
sounds like a lot of dead lampreys.
Yeah. Flash forward to several years, and you're like, lampreys? I've been hearing about invasive carp. Well, another fun thing is the invasive carp species. This is also an experiment that went wrong and poorly, and turns out that, they had to get rid of them, and people dumped them in rivers, and then they turns out that they're really hard to kill, and they multiply really well. So that there's several different types of different carps and things like that. I'm not going to get into all of that. But I promised you a palate cleanser. Department of Natural Resources is working with multiple agencies to remove invasive carp from Mississippi River between the 25th and the 29th. I'll just read right through this. DNR, alongside neighboring state and federal agencies, are conducting an intensive invasive carp removal in an effort in Pool 8 of the Mississippi River near La Crosse. DNR is working with Minnesota DNR, a bunch of different places. There'll be no impacts to commercial recreational boat traffic on the main channel of the Mississippi River. Here's the interesting part for me. Developed by the USGS, the MUM method uses block nets to create compartments or cells. The USGS then uses electrofishing boats and boats outfitted with underwater speakers to herd carp from each cell. When a cell is cleared, another net is used to close the cell and prevent the fish from returning. This process is repeated one cell at a time, gradually reducing the area available to the carp and concentrating the fish into a harvest removal area. A large commercial seine net will then be used to draw out the congregated fish. Native fish do not seem to respond in the same way as the invasive carp, preferring to hide rather than run from the sound stimulus. How long did it have to get to the point where they're like, let's put sound in to herd the carp?
Well, that's, I mean, I just find it very interesting picturing the lab that the all these fish were probably in, and they were just like changing the tune of that sound to tweak the sound. So I don't even know how long it took to get
I wonder
to
if
sound.
They played, I wonder if they played Van Halen like they did in Grenada.
Maybe. Maybe. But like that to me would be interesting to see the sounds to which fish are reacting to what. Yeah. But
that, yeah. But that's
how,
a
palate cleanser.
That's how they're getting rid of the carp, is by sound. Here's a quote. This is an effective technique to remove invasive carp from our rivers. These fish continue to threaten Minnesota and Wisconsin waterways, including mm-hmm. those that flow through two national parks, Mississippi National River and Recreation Area and the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. We need to use every tool we can to remove invasive carp and minimize opportunities for them to reproduce. Yeah.
They're doing it. That sounds like government working and getting rid of the invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you a little tangent off of my favorite invasive species story as well.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
Nowhere close to home on this one. But
a little south, though.
A little south of the border. Pablo Escobar's compound back in, I don't know, I'm young, so 70s, 80s. I don't know when his compound got raided. But he had two hippopotamuses, or several hippopotamuses, enough to...
At least a male and a female.
Yeah, at least a male and a female. It was it would have met Noah's Ark's quota. And the hippos got out when they raided the compound, and now Colombia is dealing with infestation of hippopotamus because there is nothing bigger or apex predator that can take down a hippopotamus.
Oh, no.
In Colombia. So therefore, they now have bounties on the heads of hippos down in Colombia because they are wrecking the ecosystem down there.
Well,
and I don't know why, like, obviously that's a terrible story for the environment down there, but I find it fascinating that hippos were like the species that became the invasive dominant species down there.
Well, your cocaine hippos have brought it right back to the front, because you know what? If we want to go and make sure that the clay fishes maybe don't come by, we can send them on a cocaine hippo hunting weekend, because Joel's an avid hunter and a hell of a cook. So
hippo steaks for dinner.
Honestly, if we could go and get, you know, him to take Becky and the kids down to Colombia, I'm sure there could be some sort of junta that comes in and, you know, takes, she's a politician. Let's capture her while Joel is on the hunt. And nothing horrible to happen. I don't want anything bad to happen, but maybe, you know, because we can hire mercenaries to make that happen, right? And like, do anything we can to win, right? That's
I'm
the
not
way
hiring
it works.
Any mercenaries. All I don't right. know about you, Brian.
Either way, I want some hippo steak, and I don't want anyone to get hurt. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been Dueling Tangents. The Devils are up next.